Elvis once sang about the Jailhouse Rock. In fact, many of us know that tune decades after it was first recorded. Who knew it would become a catchy title for some important work in the state of Missouri? The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Nature doesn't care when you plant your crop this year, but Verdesian Life Sciences does. That's why they formulated Seed Plus Graphite. It's what you expect from talc and graphite, but there's a full nutrient and biostimulant package that helps plants get a strong start and push through stressors like cold snaps or too much or too little moisture. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant. That's why we're using it in our planter boxes this year. Need more info? Just head to VLSCI.com to connect with a local representative.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
29 years ago, Randy Hayward felt God was calling him to begin visiting jails to minister to inmates. He had no experience in doing this, and he says his closest brush with the law was a speeding ticket. Nonetheless, he began making those trips to county jails, and slowly a group of volunteers grew to continue this non-denominational outreach.
One individual that is on our board now said, "You got to have a name for that." And I said, "For the jail ministry?" I didn't want, Randy Hayward Jail Prison Ministry. You know, that wasn't me.
So what to do about a name? He got an interesting suggestion.
I was talking to my son-in-law, J.R. Woods, and he said, "I think I got a name for you." "Well, what is it?" He said, "How about Jailhouse Rock?" I said, "Jailhouse Rock?" I said, "That's Elvis." He said, "I know. Jailhouse is where you go, and the rock is who you represent."
The name stuck. Randy and others have enjoyed the conversations it sparks.
We've got an office on the square in Stockton. It says Jailhouse Rock Ministries, and I have a few people pop in over the years and say, is Elvis in the house? And I say, "No, but Jesus is."
Randy says the name of the ministry often appeals to those in jail as well. It's different and doesn't sound too heavy-handed, and many have benefited from what these volunteers provide.
29 years has proved it was all God doing it. So Bibles, Christian books, Bible studies, all those kind of things we send into all the county jails, all the prisons in Missouri. The whole state is covered with Jailhouse Rock's materials.
The work continues with Elvis's popular song, the catchy title, that opens doors and opens hearts to the life-giving message. Traveling the Countryside in Stockton, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.